We coming to the A. We coming to the A. Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that it is official. We are bringing our 1 year anniversary live show to Atlanta, Georgia. We will be there May 19th at the Plaza Theater at 1049 Ponce de Leon Avenue Northeast. Tickets are now available. You can get them in the links in our bios, or you can go ahead and click the link in the description of this episode when you're done listening. We want to thank you guys so very much, and we are so excited to meet you all. Again, come and join us at the Horrible Decisions 1 year anniversary live show. That is in Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday, May 19th at 7 o'clock p.m. Y'all better not be late. And that is at the Plaza Theater at 1049 Ponce de Leon Avenue. Again, can't wait to see all of you guys there. Now enjoy the show.
So, yeah. Hi.
Hi. Today. I guess. I mean,
why am I nervous?
I don't know.
Can I just
you
say,
don't understand how excited
like
she was?
I met someone online, and then now you're in front of me. It's weird.
Well, it's great to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
This is going to be exciting. Hi, guys. Welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl Mandy B, and I'm sitting next to
me, Weezy, and we're sitting next to Sissy. Well, Robbie, Sissy.
Hey.
I don't know what to call you. I don't know the proper pronoun right now.
Can we go through this? Because I don't want to say, I mean, do we, is it he?
Well, yeah. No, because
is
it's
she?
A game that you, it's a role play thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we'll dig into that.
Fine.
So let me tell you guys who's in the studio with us today. So I was on Bumble, and you see these pages all the time where it's someone that has a fetish, or it's a fetish page, and it's not maybe your quote unquote everyday life. And I found Sissy there, and I was like, oh my God, this girl looks really good. And then I click on it, and it's actually, can I read it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let me click on my
your
Bumble. I'm really not prepared. I'm fucking nervous. I don't know why. I feel like I'm on a...
You're like back to really swiping now. Like, you done got all the apps back on your phone, and you are on the prowl, ma'am.
I'm just having fun, okay? hey, I'm a part-time cross-dresser, and I love to dress up and become a sissy maid. Most of the time, I'm a regular guy, but in my spare time, I like dressing up in pretty outfits, makeup, and heels. I recently moved to New York and looking to make friends with fun and interesting and open-minded people. So I was like, oh my God, I have to have her. Mainly because most cross-dressers I see on Tinder look awful. And it's just like, you put no effort into this. Fine. Like, whatever. So I swiped Sissy right, and I matched, and I asked her if she would come on. And she's like, oh my God, I've never been on a podcast.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
Because clearly you guys matched. So you found an attraction. How did you feel when she hit you and was like, actually,
that's a good question.
Can you just come on my podcast? I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, like, what was your reaction to that?
I didn't know what to say. I don't really listen to podcasts. I certainly never been on one. So I just thought, fuck it. Why not? I'm new to the city. I like doing cool things, things that take me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, like it's so New York.
She was super excited too. She's like, look who I just matched.
I know.
End of October.
Oh my God. Okay.
So I'm new. Yeah.
So do you work in finance? You look like a finance guy.
Sort of.
You don't have to tell us, but like sort of. Let's just say pie dye was close for you. Okay.
Yeah.
That was the vibe I got. So, I wanted to know, do you have a regular page or no?
I do, yeah. I do have a regular one. Actually, this time it's a little bit interesting for me. So you did meet me on a profile that was just sort of cross-dressing pictures. But this is the first time I've combined sort of a profile. So I now have pictures of me regular and dressed
Wait,
up.
Really? On your regular profile?
Now just for the first time coming here.
Have you seen a different response?
It's been better, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on, wait, let's not get into it.
So what we like to do when we have guests is a thing called icebreakers.
Okay. I'm sure he knows what that fucking means.
What do you mean?
We do a thing called icebreakers.
I mean, what? I don't know if
Look,
maybe it's
they
called
had English
where are you
first.
From?
All
right. Where are you from?
England, yeah.
England. UK. Well, maybe they call it, do you guys call it something else over there?
We call it icebreakers.
Oh, shit. I didn't know it was a universal fucking thing, okay? Okay, so what?
They speak English, dude.
I mean.
Tell me Americans don't do this shit. They're like, wow, do you guys, and you guys have pizza there. Okay.
Well, you don't speak English, which is the first thing. But no, you guys are cool. Most of it's the same.
Okay, so here's the questions I have for you. Would you rather go a year without intercourse or a year without oral sex?
I'd rather go a year without oral sex.
I'd rather go a year without oral sex as well.
Yeah, gives me too.
Give me penetration, please.
Actually, the guys that I've dated that I asked that question to, I think I've seen on Instagram. Oh. They were like, well, with you, like, now, let's just... I'm like, yeah, is my pussy like that?
Yeah, I think my guys would have probably the same response.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because I don't feel like a lot of guys can really perform orally as well as women can perform orally.
I think it's just harder for women to orgasm.
To orgasm, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right, let's see. So the next one is, would you rather receive or give a golden shower?
I have never done either. I guess I'd rather give, I suppose.
Yeah, duh.
I did not think you were going to say that, only because in my eyes, cross-dressing is this thing of like, like to be submissive a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't want to get pissed on my dress, right?
Not on one. Okay, so
would you rather be dominated or be the dom?
Dominated,
of course.
Outside of your cross-dressing life.
Oh, both.
Really?
Oh, you do both.
Both.
Okay.
Okay, that's not switchy. So the kink of the week we had was ball busting, but Mandy and I realized we did it at the live show. So I'm sitting with Robbie while you're on your way, and I'm like, dude, what can I do? Like, give me some shit I've never heard of. So he said he had a friend that does webcam shit, and something she does is ignoring. So I'm like, what is this called? Looked it up. It's an abandonment fetish, neglect fantasy, and apparently people have phone lines to be ignored on. So it's from a dom point of view. It's a submission
strange
fetish, and yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your friend?
Yeah, so she's a friend from London, from home, and she... got into it a while ago. She was looking to make some extra cash, and she's kind of in the kind of scene socially, and someone suggested it to her, and now she does webcam sessions and phone sessions where she literally just ignores whoever's on the other end of the phone.
So is this like a findom thing? Because I've heard of findoms doing this.
It's not
findom is literally talking about the money, though. Right?
No, not all of it. There's a lot of different things that are involved in findoming.
Okay.
And a lot of them want to feel like shit. And so when you're ignoring someone, you're belittling them.
Yeah, I guess so. All I know is I've been to our house and we just sitting on the sofa watching TV, chatting. She's smoking. She's dressed in in an outfit. And there's someone on the webcam who she's just ignoring. She doesn't look at them.
And
she's
getting paid by
the
minute?
She's getting paid by the minute, like $5 a minute or something.
What am I doing wrong with my life?
Dude, I don't know.
Why did I go through school?
Honestly,
Jesus.
Let me tell you, though. People like will say, like, we had a dom on here, and she was like, people always are saying how, like, oh, I'm a bitch, so I could do this. I don't know how long I could ignore someone. Like, I'm sure I'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm starting to feel bad.
I mean, but she literally was just going on with what she was doing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
wait, you were there while it happened.
Yeah,
What'd the other person do? Are they jerking off, or are they like, please talk to me?
I don't know. I didn't see them. They're sort of looking. They're typing, like typing on the chat. They're sort of talking. She can mute them. So she just often mutes it so she doesn't even hear them. So they're trying to talk or trying to chat, and she's just sitting there smoking or like in her outfit and we're chatting or watching TV.
And so they're talking to themselves.
Yeah, basically. And they're trying to get her attention or whatever, and she just ignores them.
And is there any point where they can like earn it, like a punishment type of thing? Like, okay, fine, you've been a good boy. Like, I'll.
I guess there is. You can do what you want, I suppose. But she doesn't do that.
She's like, yeah, fuck it. I'm just gonna. Yeah. America's Next Top Model's on. Oh, great. All right. So our horrible decision for the week is obviously cross-dressing. So we have people that sent in questions for you. A lot of my friends that are like in the LGBT community were like, you need to make sure that you use all the right words and you need to say this and say that. And I'm like, okay. So I feel like I've got some good questions that people would have. The first thing I want to start
can I say something before we get into this?
Yeah.
Do you define yourself as a part of the LGBTQ community? Because you deal with women though, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I guess
Q
so.
Is apparently where the cross-dressing fetish lies. Like, it lies in the queer part. It doesn't have anything to do with
like
gay. Well, we're going to get into that. That's part of my question. So Something I've been like trying to, like I said, research for the proper pronouns and things like that is when I type in cross-dressing, a lot of heterosexuality comes up. But the LGBT community claims cross-dressing as a part of a queer thing because people like kind of teeter on the fence. So here's my question for you. Your sexuality and the experiences that you've seen with other cross-dressers. This is different from drag, but like, what exactly is it?
For me, firstly, I don't really mind what people call it or the pronouns, that kind of stuff. I'm not very politically, I don't.
Right. To me, I wouldn't define it as that either.
So, yeah, first of all, that doesn't worry me.
Right.
I'd say it's different for different people. There are definitely a lot of heterosexual cross dressers, people that do it for all kinds of reasons. I do know straight drag queens. When you get into the kind of drag, from my experience, more are like the majority are gay.
Right.
But I certainly know of a couple of straight drag queens.
Right.
But with cross dressing in general, sort of outside of drag, I'd say quite a large percentage are straight, they're heterosexual.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, both. How is the cross dressing? What is the difference from cross dressing and drag?
To be honest, I don't.
They looked very similar when I saw your pictures. You not only get into wearing a dress and wearing a heels, you did a full face of makeup. You had a wig. Is drag just more so the performance attached to it more so than you actually just dressing up?
I think so. Yeah. When I think of drag queens, I think of stages and performances and, you know, either singing or dancing or miming, you know, but putting on a show, you know, more
Agreed.
Of a show.
So with cross dressers, you were one of the first ones that I saw that looked that good. And maybe because your makeup was, I don't know what it was, but like normally, like, I feel like I could still see someone's beard or mustache and they just have a more masculine look. Like, you look totally femme. And so I'm just curious to know, how do you prepare and what do you have to do to start learning how to do those things? Do you even do your own makeup?
I do my makeup sometimes, but a lot of the time my friends do it. I've got friends that are in the kind of makeup industry or that do this kind of stuff.
Okay.
And also just girlfriends enjoy doing it. They enjoy... Because they're friends with me as a guy, so for them it's fun to then kind of dress me up or do the makeup, and they like doing different styles or trying to make me as femme as possible.
What was your first outfit?
So it's kind of strange. My very first outfit, or the very first time I did it, was for a friend's 18th birthday party years ago, like 12 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I had a long sort of pink sequin ball gown kind of.
Why did you do it for the party?
Because, well, I was, the whole thing started with an ex-girlfriend. I was with a girlfriend and she'd kind of got me into it when we were young, 16, 17.
Really?
Yeah. And she's kind of started the whole thing. And then my friend was having a party where the theme, the dress up theme, was kings and queens. And my girlfriend had gone as the Queen of Hearts. She dressed up in a, you know, a sexy Queen of Hearts thing. And she kind of convinced me to go as a drag queen.
So okay.
That was the first time we kind of went out and bought like a wig and a dress and heels and that kind of stuff.
Now, is this something that you started doing or that you had an attraction to at a younger age, but maybe your parents wouldn't, you know what I mean? Was it something that wasn't allowed? Was it something that you kind of always wanted to do?
Like, did you,
or was it really literally that girlfriend at 18 that got you into it?
I'd always liked dressing up as a kid. I wouldn't necessarily say that was like female dressing up, but
because that was one of the questions. Someone wanted to know when you identified with this part of yourself.
Yeah, I guess she kind of brought it out. Like, I think when I was young, I liked just the whole dressing up in general, you know, because as any kind of character, as Disney, as, you know, just generic.
So
dressing up.
In while you're saying that, I do want to read this one question I have from Christopher. He said, and I feel like it's tying in, can you explain your experience living in the intersection of gender performance and expression? Basically, like, is this something that has to do, like, do you like being another gender? Like, is this just role play? Like, how does it feel?
It's kind of role play. It's kind of maybe escapism, or it's kind of, I like, it's definitely pretending and sort of acting. It's not, I don't want to be a woman, or I don't, you know, I don't,
right.
I don't want to live like that permanently. I love being a guy. I love my life as it is. But then I just like, you know, I occasionally transforming, kind of a transformation process, and pretending, maybe escaping. I don't know.
How often are you sissy?
It depends. Probably once every few weeks or something like that. You know, it depends what's going on and where I am and how
now,
busy I
am. Now, I saw you had a picture out and about with two girls. So like normal, that was the first picture I'd ever seen where somebody was dressed like that, that wasn't in drag, like outside, or that's not a drag queen. In the daytime, like, where were you? Like, when are you, like, really going out there?
So I've been living abroad for the last few years. And when I was back home in London, too, I just decided to fuck it and go out. And in London, there's a lot of kind of places, like clubs and so fetish bars or fetish clubs or gay bars, drag queen bars to go to. So I did went to those kind of places. But then where I've been living recently, there wasn't that kind of scene. So I just had friends and we just went out. We just said, fuck it. We're just going to go out to bars or clubs, regular ones, and just have fun.
Have you done it in New York?
For the first time the other week, yes.
Where'd you go?
I can't remember the bar, but it was in the West Village.
Went
to some drag queen bars in West Village.
So we've established if someone cross-dresses, that doesn't mean they're gay. What's your sexuality? What do you identify with?
Heterosexual, like open-minded and free-flowing, but heterosexual.
So not like, okay. So the reason I wanted to ask that question is because on Sissy's page, something, it said something, something, sir, ? And I was like, oh, because I knew you were on Bumble looking for women when we matched, but then I was curious, like, do you have men on there as well?
I don't know, but it is kind of, I guess there was just kind of, it's kind of, when I'm dressed like that, and if I do go, you know, outside, then I do have guys that are, you know, kind of either attracted or interested or that kind of thing. And it's kind of just going with the role play, I suppose.
Yeah. Like a daddy thing or whatever. I get it.
Yeah.
So she sat here and asked all these politically correct questions. I'm going to ask the questions I really want to know. And I'm sure a lot of our
listeners
want to
know. My next one was
about
your first date.
Again, walk. Boring. So I really want to know, when it comes to dating a woman, because you've clearly said you haven't
here,
dealt
it's
with.
In there.
I got my own questions. You clearly haven't messed with any men up to this point, correct? Or you have dip and dabbed?
I've had experiences, but no, not in terms of dating or anything like that. That's not, you know.
Okay, and with the cross-dressing, does it bring an arousal to you when you're in this character? Do you feel harder? Do you feel more aroused? Is this what gets you off?
It sometimes there are definitely two for me. There are two sides to it. There definitely is a sexual aspect, a sexual side. But there's a huge chunk that is not. It's just fun. It just makes me happy.
But on Bumble, you're so like that's why I want to talk about the first date, because on Bumble you're specifically talking for one thing, sissy maid, right? So, like, how does that work? Are girls really, like, swiping you right to clean their house? Or do you want something else from it?
They are, and I do. That happens. No, I ideally want to be Robbie and Sissy. I've just been scared, I suppose, or afraid to have them on both.
Right.
Because there's certain people in my life that I'm not comfortable with them knowing. Part of that for me is work, like
people
I work with.
Yeah.
But the kind of beauty or nice thing for me coming to a new city and a big city like New York is that it's very unlikely, especially knowing my work colleagues, they're not going to come across, you know, they're not going to listen to this podcast, for example.
Right. I wouldn't have recognized you in that picture. And like if I would have matched with both profiles, I never would have.
So that's what gives me kind of anonymity.
For sure.
So putting them both together is what I really want to do. And a few weeks ago here in New York. It's the first time I have done that.
Where'd you do that? Tinder or?
Tinder, yeah.
And I did want to ask, so when you're dating, you said you want someone to accept Sissy and Robbie. Have you ever had a relationship since you've been both that you couldn't be both? Like, was your partner not interested in Sissy?
Yes, there's been like, well, not a long relationship, but certainly relationships that have lasted a few months or 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. Some I haven't even told, they haven't even known.
Why did you feel like you couldn't?
A variety of reasons. Sometimes because I've dated girls from work. Which has always been a barrier.
Right.
Other times just, I don't know. Sometimes you just don't feel like you can, or it's, you know.
Hasn't any girlfriend that you, or a woman you've ever dated, like found women's clothing in your home and been like, what the fuck is this?
Yes. My last girlfriend did. So she did not know. And then she found,
well, how did that clothes. Conversation go?
Fucking terribly. she of course assumed they were someone else's.
How long were you dating her?
About a year, but it was kind of a long distance relationship.
A year is a long time to find some fucking heels in my boyfriend's house.
Yeah, it was a long distance relationship.
And then
so
she
didn't
found out.
And then you're
then.
Like, oh, you're doing this when I'm not here. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah. So she found them, assumed it was someone else's. Obviously,
of course,
that took.
Did you have to show her a picture?
5 days to calm down. And then, yeah, I had to explain the situation, you know, explain it. And
what was her response? She knew that it wasn't another woman.
Yeah.
But she knew that this was now something that you enjoyed doing. And I will say, while me and Weezy are very open to accepting things, this is something where I honestly don't know how I would respond if I found out my partner was doing it. So what was the response when she found out that this wasn't a other woman's clothing?
She was a bit confused. She didn't know if she could accept it.
Had she heard of it before?
She'd heard of it, but she'd only associated it with gay people.
Of course. So, a lot of people,
you know,
do.
That, yeah. So that's something that she struggled with. She thought, you know, she kind of made the assumption that, it, you know, that I was maybe gay. She wasn't sure how she could accept it. And then she was also annoyed because it had been so long that I'd essentially lied about it.
Right. So we have a lot of male listeners, actually. And so I want to ask this question to you because maybe someone who listens to this show has the same kink as far as cross-dressing. And as a straight man,
do you call it kink?
I guess so.
If you're doing it in a day and it's not sex, yeah, it's still a kink.
I would still kind of consider it a kink, kind of just like we talked about the cosplay.
Right.
It can be kinky, but it also doesn't have to be necessarily related to sex.
Yeah, that's the same.
So my question is, and that I would love for you to like maybe help guide our listeners, if they're into cross-dressing and haven't opened up, how do you bring this to someone you're newly dating? Or how do you introduce this and say this is a part of you either early on in the stage or before getting caught?
I think definitely, as with anything, sooner is better. You know, if you can do, it's going to be easier for them to accept. You don't have the, oh, you lied to me for so long. And also, you're not quite so involved, maybe. So if it doesn't go well, it's not such a big issue.
It's not a, sure. Yeah.
That makes sense. Have you ever had to cheat for it?
What do you mean?
Like someone who wasn't accepting of it, did you have to feel like you had to sneak away to go do this with someone else?
No, I haven't. Which is quite good.
I kind of was just sure. I was waiting for the story.
I was ready for him to be like, oh my God, yeah.
I'm
at basketball. I'm in the gym.
Well, we say it all the time too. Like, I think so many people suppress things that they desire sexually because so many people are not accepting of this type of stuff. And a lot of times they will seek out either through online dating apps or Craigslist or anywhere to find that to get the urge away. And so I guess it's so most people that you have dated who weren't accepting of it, they pretty much just walked away.
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess, you know, things just didn't work out or something like that. But yeah, in terms of I've tried to say it to various girlfriends in a variety of ways. I think the easiest is just to kind of get drunk and tell them. But
God, that's exactly the advice I've given. People are like, I have a crush on my friend. What do I do? I'd be like,
just get fucked up. Just get drunk. I'm trying to
because
really think.
Then you don't feel any like, in the, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have any inhibitions about it. The other person's got to let their guard down too. It's like, fuck it. Yeah.
So I do want to ask you, Weezy, if you've been dealing with Lover Boy for quite some time, if this is something that he came to you and said he enjoyed doing, is that like, how would you react to that?
So like, I am such a pleaser that I think I would do anything to like please anybody. If I met someone on Tinder that said this, I might swipe them left initially because I'm like, I don't know how to deal. But if I'm already invested and this is going to get you off, then fuck it. I mean, I'm already saying that I don't really give a shit if that person is hetero flexible.
Right,
so,
right,
like,
right.
This isn't that much crazier to me.
Well, at least he can't fit your clothes.
So my mom and I actually had a conversation. Funny enough, my mom, I was telling my mom about having you on, and she's like, oh my God, my ex-husband used to want to put my panties on all the time.
Oh, she,
like,
said she brought that up on the show.
Yeah, and she's like, so she starts telling me like how he would never get fully dressed up. She's like, but it was like, he was so getting ready for it. And I wanted to know, like, how, when you're easing it on someone, let's say, like, do you start with something small? Like, have you ever been in the room and a girl's bra is there and you put it on and see what she says?
Yes, that's definitely happened. That's kind of a way to
ease it in.
Test it.
So someone's done that to me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
So that's kind of a way to test it. You know, you do it obviously kind of as a joke and then gauge their reaction. If she comes in and says, like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of my clothes. And, you know, it goes crazy about it. Then you're quite, okay, maybe, you know, this is not going to work.
Right. I feel like men do this a lot with pegging.
Well, pegging, I would say they start really. I know. No, they'll really do the tongue, then a finger, then maybe two
then
fingers.
Then they'll like lift it up or like.
Yeah, like they kind of let you know. They kind of want it. So I know you said you're on Tinder. We just had a couple episodes ago, an entire episode on online dating. Are there any sites for people who enjoy cross-dressing and people who enjoy being with someone who cross-dresses? Do you know of any online dating sites for that?
Not really. Like, there's a couple of kind of sites, obviously places like FetLife and these kind of sites.
Have you heard of that site? Yeah.
And there's a couple of others, but it's mainly just kind of voyeurs. It's not really, or
people that are going to get into it with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's just kind of like keyboard people. It's not, you know, it's not, they're not serious.
Can
sites,
you tell
really.
Us like your, so I'm sure like someone was like, I can see a girl sitting there and be like, this guy's going to clean my house. Yeah. Can you talk about like the perfect scenario in terms of like the way someone treats you and like how the night could end, like whether it be sex, whether it be them dominating you, like how, what is what you want from Bumble? Like what could be perfect, your perfect night?
It's, to be honest,
whether it be a group of girls or one girl.
The main thing, I don't know, that's difficult to answer. The main thing I'm genuinely looking for is kind of friends and people that are accepting, that I can do it and be comfortable with and be open with. There definitely is the sexual side, but that's kind of dependent on the person or the right. situation. Yeah, like if you know, if I went on a date with someone, and then maybe if, you know, if they really liked it, there are, it's not too many out there, but there are some women that get off on it as well. You know, they enjoy it. So I suppose that would be ideal, but genuinely just people that are open to it.
When you're right. when you're dressed up, do you get into full character, as in like do you change your voice? Could we hear that by any chance? Can
absolutely
we hear Sissy?
Absolutely not.
I was so ready to hear Sissy.
I tell you what does it, I can't, I've tried, a lot of people have say that. For me it's makeup. When the makeup goes on,
then you can
that
change.
Makes
that's
sense
when they change. So it's not even the clothes, it's makeup.
Well, you're pretty much there with us then, because listen, I don't even like my outfit until I have my makeup on. So
I can only equate this to like when I wear Tim's, I get real New York. I'm like, you fucking talking to me? Like, I don't know what happens when I put like Timberlands on. But another question I had that is from someone named Christopher. What question are you tired of being asked?
The most common question, I don't, not tired of because I understand it, but is 100%, are you gay?
Are you gay?
Oh, okay. That's what
I could see that.
The number one question I get asked.
Does anyone in your family know?
No, but...
Or close friend?
I don't really... Yeah, I'm not particularly close to my family. I don't really see them.
Have you told a close friend? A male friend? I feel like they'd be maybe less accepting.
Not someone that I've known for a long time. Definitely friends that I'd known for kind of 1 or 2 years, who didn't know I'd been told. But kind of like, you know, old friends from school, people I've known 20 years and stuff, no.
Right.
Well, I think it's also harder for men, like, and it's funny because a lot of our male listeners say they love listening on this because they don't get to hear women talk like this often. And I feel like men aren't really as open with their guy friends about what they really like. I've heard guys lie and say they don't like their ass licked or finger, and they be right, legs spread open, get some goddamn fingers jammed in their booty holes. So, I mean, I think it's just something, I don't know why, like, I'm just saying, but like, you and I, and you with a lot of your other female friends, we talk about licking balls and licking ass and everything nasty we do, and I think girls just high five each other like, girl, you nasty, but girl, go ahead. And do you feel like it is different with opening up to your male friends as it is opening up to your female friends?
Yes. The difference with the male side is definitely the alpha male status.
Of course.
Hyper masculinity.
We always talk about that.
Is absolutely what it is. You're going to lose that, which is difficult.
Right.
Have you ever been like, like someone wants to swipe you right to go off on you about it? Like, or be like, this is fucking weird, blah, blah, blah.
Not really. I've had one or two messages where someone's matched and then just said, you're fucking disgusting, you know, you should die or something like that, and then just deleted. Like,
so
that.
I want
it's not even been a conversation. It's
someone
just
someone went off on me early on in recording the episode. I told you I matched somebody on Tinder, and I talked, I guess we like got into the sex talk, and I talked about pegging, and he brought in God. He brought in like went off on me and was like unmatched me as soon as I said like that I was into this, and was like, you need to go to church because that is a sin, and how dare you think you're going to play with a man's butthole. And he was really, really, really upset. And so I was, yeah, like it's crazy to know that you have had that same reaction just with you. And we make fun all the time, but we're like, no kink shaming, because we get on and we talk about things that I know a lot of people are like, what?
So I want to describe what you look like, because I feel like people think you look so crazy.
Wait, what?
I feel like people are like, this guy has to be weird. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's so crazy, because what was it? I think it was toe fucking. We even associated that with serial killers. So.
Oh, yeah. I was like, someone wants to kill you if they want to put a show in your But, you know, like, before I did this podcast, I just want to say, like, I made a joke with someone, like, oh my God, I used to think golden showers were disgusting. Now I'm like, whatever. If I peed on somebody, who cares?
You know.
Like, it's not that big a deal. So, like,
she even said how much she would get shitted on for. She actually considered scat.
You?
I mean, we did it together, but so I guess
didn't
I won't
consider
put it on
it.
Her.
I mean, it was in the tens of thousands, but I mean, did you hear that one?
I didn't hear that. I had a friend.
Wait, you have friends that do this?
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
I had there was literally two friends, both from work, and they dated. They were dating each other. And then when they split up, the girl said that he wanted to shit on her. He'd always been wanting to shit on her. He wanted to do it.
I can't do this anymore, Brian. You just keep wanting to shit all over my life.
She finally compromised.
Wait.
She was naked and put cling film over her boobs.
Wait, so she put saran wrap.
What'd you call it? Wrap.
And he shit on the saran wrap?
Yeah, he shat onto that on her chest.
Do
her
you
boobs.
Know if it was like, so
how
we talked about
they?
This too.
23.
Did she, how do you get there?
Did she explain that, was it like hard turds or like?
I think it was,
it was solid shit. It wasn't like,
it wasn't
we
running.
We talked about what type of shit we would want on us.
It wasn't running down her body, but you know, it was.
Like, he didn't have to talk about it today, but, you know, it was normal.
I think it was disgusting enough.
And at 23, that's so young.
Why do I expect everyone to be, like...
Like, in their 40s trying this shit.
Like, you know what? I've done it all. Like, let me just shit on you today. Because this is it. Like, you know what? I'm tired of fucking you in the ass. Let's get on some real...
So she told people this because it's... I think a lot of... We have men write us and want to try things, but are scared they're going to be, quote-unquote, exposed. And, of course, a girl going around saying... Phil, you wanted to shit on me. Could definitely like.
How did she do that? Like,
Phil,
she was really telling people.
It would. It definitely would do. I think in that instance, he's going to get more high fives than.
For shitting on the girl, really? Oh well, she shouldn't have even wanted to say. Because then you're admitting to being shitted on, bro.
Yeah.
So. I know.
Why would she? Ladies, listen. This exposing shit has got to stop.
This is
you're
me
exposing
of
yourself.
Have you ever been outed, quote unquote?
Oh, that's a good question.
No, not to, certainly not to my knowledge. I haven't, but it's, that is something that's, I don't know about.
Maybe you're too old
about.
For this shit. Like, you're not in fucking college or high school. Like, maybe it's just right. not gonna matter at
Fuck
that point.
I watch Real Housewives of like Atlanta. I'm on they Bumble still bitch. Do sure this you're shit. Tell. They be in 40-year-olds have drama too.
Yeah, they do.
And then, you know, once you get older, you're in the fucking,
you know, maybe they're more proper where you're from. Shit. You know, nice people. We're just the cunts over here in America. Can I ask, like, since you're living in New York, is this your first time living in the States?
Yes.
What are you fucking tired of from us? Besides us being dumb and Donald Trump. What else?
Wait. Yeah, you're right, though.
No, Americans are fucking dumb. Has anyone, like, not known what Brexit is? Like, just tell me. What shit is just killing you right now?
I can't say this without insulting the nation.
That's fine. We insult people all the fucking
We're
time.
We're embarrassed. This is a shithole country, to be honest. I mean, let's be real.
No, there's nothing really.
Oh, it's, go ahead. You had it in your fucking head.
You did.
You, like, if do it's you not, see
are,
like, us?
Are we together? Like, you say it. Like, no, it's okay. On your mind. Fuck it. Like, just.
It's the we're number one attitude.
I know. What the fuck is the problem with that?
No.
I'm not going to lie. I was in Singapore and, bitch, I sure was. Like, I'm from America. New York, to be exact. The fuck? But
it's a big joke.
I mean, we had
climate.
Obama at the time, so it wasn't too bad. But Trump was in the running, so everywhere I went, they were like, "Are y'all really considering him to be your fucking president?" Like,
first of all, we had slaves literally less than 100-something years ago, dude. This is crazy shit.
Yeah, but
we
then,
can't be number one.
But somehow we've been able to literally, what's the word like?
No, that's,
wait. What's
you're
the
not
word?
Gonna win this one.
No,
bro.
There is, because we've literally been able to.
We
like,
are literally an
somehow,
embarrassing society.
But we've somehow
4-1 black people
the
in
entire
black men in jail.
World to believe that we are the American dream. So this is the goal for a lot of people to end
just
up.
Just because you can start a business soon doesn't mean you could fucking be of another race in this bitch.
I mean, you're right, but this happens everywhere else in the world. As
Our
well.
President
I'm
said.
Just saying.
And it was recorded.
I know
that he would grab someone by the pussy and still made it. What does that say about us as a people?
That we ain't shit. I'm aware.
Okay.
We ain't shit.
And we see why you're mad. Keep going. Fuck her. Let's just carry it. Listen. Are you like totally tired of girls that talk like this? Or what?
Wait, we sound like we have an accent though, right? Is our accent sexy accent. To you?
Southern or what is what do you hear?
It's just American.
Oh, shit.
It's true. Just
American. Just American.
Well, at least in America, we have different
you
accents.
You don't have bad
We're
accents.
Southern.
Yeah.
Okay, what's something you've enjoyed while you're here?
The food. I heard y'all's food is shit.
Oh, it is. It sucks. You got good Indian food, though.
That's it. England has great food. It's just not English food. It's every other country's food.
They do have the top restaurants in the world, I think, right? Like the most Michelin stars in one?
I think so.
Yeah.
Why not?
So, yes. What have you enjoyed here then, I guess, most?
I don't know, the bar, like the nightlife is quite cool, I guess. The bars.
But we don't have pubs. What the
I know. I struggle with that.
Like you want to get fucked
you still
up
eat
at 4
beans
o'clock,
for
huh?
breakfast?
I still like a full English breakfast. Yes.
So, what's the big difference with American women and English women?
I don't know. I haven't dated an English girl since I was for years and years.
Really?
So I don't know.
Why?
Because
that's kind of like me with American guys.
Foreign's
right now.
Sort of sexier, I guess. Different,
right? Yeah. Right.
So even when you were living in England, what was the race or ethnicity of the women that you dated over there?
All over.
You was dipping in the chocolate.
Yeah. Well.
Brown. You had like Indian or Pakistani or something.
All over.
People
Spanish,
of color are more
Spanish,
like. I feel like
Greek,
Asian.
Colombian.
You had an Asian.
I've lived in China for 3 years. So,
nice. Definitely had a couple Asians then,
so,
huh?
Asian.
Like, I had a fucking lot of shit. Do you,
I don't discriminate.
That's great. Well, I mean, I guess you can because you're like, you better be open with my shit, so I'll take it. So have you, I'm curious to know because we discuss a lot, like this is predominantly black podcast, right? Like most of our listeners, the demographic. And we've found that a lot of these fetishes and a lot of this sex conversation is not common in the black community. Have you been with a black woman that knows about Sissy or like matched with a black girl? Like, how's that been?
Yes and no. So I tend to probably match with less black people than white people, definitely. But I know quite a few pro dominatrix, and most of them are black.
Yep.
So I certainly know, you know, a lot from that kind of aspect.
No shocker there. We're good at sports. I mean, it's just how could we not be good at
but yeah, kind ass? Of from right. a from a more friends, but like, you know, not sexual side, not kink side, a friend side.
That's right. You wear wigs. We've got that unlocked.
Yeah. Then yeah, not so many black people, but then this is the first. This is definitely the place I've been with the highest amount of black people, if that makes sense.
So yeah, I do want to ask you, as we're talking about dating and who you've dated, I had this question, and it's something that I'm curious about. When you are sexual during your cross-dressing in the bedroom, what is that like? Like, are you being pegged by a woman? Is it mostly once you take all the clothes off? Is it regular man and women play? What is the role when you're actually engaging in sex? Do you keep a bra on? Do you, you know what I mean? Do you pull your panties to the side? Because we be doing that shit. So, like, how is it sexually when you're cross-dressing?
It really depends on the other person. I am so easygoing and fluid and comfortable and happy in different situations that I don't really mind. I like being spontaneous and going with the flow.
Okay.
So it's really changed. I've had some people who some women who have wanted to have like just regular kind of like regular sex with me as a
feels like a strap on.
Is that boring to you?
It's not boring, but it's different, maybe, you know, because maybe they've got slightly curious tendencies, and you know, they've maybe thought about going with a girl before or something, and it's a little bit of a halfway house or a little bit of a tester.
Right.
Okay.
Also, I've had women that really that are kind of switch as well, and they like to dominate me when I'm dressed up, but then they also like to be dominated, so they kind of, we sort of start off.
You've
with me.
Dominated as sissy?
No. So it's kind of
switching.
It's kind of switched. Depending, so it's like they started off where they're dominant, I'm submissive as sissy, you know, it's kind of going like that, the kind of role play. But then, you know, after X amount of time, you know, they're kind of like ripping the clothes and the wig
off. Yeah, I was about to say, is there a schedule for this?
Because they then want me to, you know, they then want to be dominated. So
wow.
Do you flip back and forth? Like, what is the discussion? I'm sure, like, is it talked on the phone? Like, do they say, I want Sissy tonight, or I want Robbie tonight? Or do you have say in that? Like,
It's not really planned or discussion. It's just organic and just however it happens.
How long does it take you to get into sissy mode? Because you say you do a whole face of fucking makeup.
Like, yeah, the makeup is really good. That's really good.
Like, so how long does this take to prepare?
Definitely a couple of hours, maybe. It depends. I mean, I can do it quicker and it's going to be not as good, you know. So the makeup, I'm okay, but the best photos of me of the makeup is not me that has done it. It has been friends.
Okay.
Definitely. Because I got one of my, I think the picture that you have, that you put up, that's actually a transsexual friend who is, so she's from Iran, Iranian, transsexual. But she's really, really cool. So she's in England. I want to kind of promote her a little bit. She runs a company called Boys Will Be Girls. So she runs a service where she does your makeup and dresses you up.
No way.
Oh, wow.
That is cool.
That's cool.
Like, photo shoots. So she's a professional makeup artist. And she will either do like photo shoots with you, or she'll just take you for a walk if you want to walk around the city, or she'll take you to lunch, or take you shopping, or take you on a night out. She kind of provides a service where, you know, she's got for maybe people like myself, but also maybe married people or somebody that,
I find the word
that
for this,
do like have to do it in secret.
I don't know.
And she gives it a whole experience to people. So
what were we calling the girl we had on, Imani?
Honestly, you see how bad I am with words? I called a fucking hat a bidet.
Okay.
Jesus.
Fair. Life coach. She's like your Boys Will Be Girls life coach.
Well, like, I think she's more like a photographer, like getting people.
Well, you're saying she'll take you
up.
Around. So I'm assuming she's like taking you around like while you're dressed up, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, so to it's, clubs?
So it's kind of for confidence, like a big thing I think people have.
Maybe a life coach then.
The people are worried about is not passing, you know, is being out and people recognizing that they're a guy, and then being either maybe aggressive or not nice, or just, you know, becomes uncomfortable.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
So did you just have to take that into American metrics? Is that why?
No, I was thinking which one you do. I forgot.
Yeah. We I saw your face. You're
we
like
do, feet. Yeah.
And so, and in heels, you're so like a solid like 6'2".
Yeah, which is a good thing. That was really bad in China because everyone.
Oh, very bad in China. But like here, I mean, here she talks about it all the time. Like the women in meatpacking are always like 6 feet tall. You have
I'm
all the
so jealous all
the,
of
all of the models
beaches.
Here.
You too.
So.
Fuck.
Yeah, so that's good for me. I
could
like
you
that.
Be with someone that didn't accept sissy at all?
It would be difficult. It depends, I guess, if I really loved them and it was really what I wanted, I'd have to maybe sacrifice that. But it would certainly be difficult.
Because I don't. Really
I want to ask
that's...
you that question then. Is there something that
me?
Yeah. Is there something in the bedroom? Let's keep it in the bedroom. Is there something that if a partner would not allow you to do, you couldn't be with them? As far as
yeah,
kink
it's kind of like I feel like it's very hard for it to happen being when I'm with men, but. If someone didn't like dominating me, I couldn't be with them because I'd want it somewhere else.
Okay. That makes
like,
sense.
I think I could give it up, but like probably not.
Okay.
I also couldn't give up dating women. That's which
is,
why
which is
my
why,
ex and I broke
it's
up.
It's so funny because I feel like that's why I have this hone in on swinging lifestyle because when I was talking to Eric, he hated that I liked women and thought that he would not be able to fully compensate me in the bedroom. And I'm like, listen, whoever I'm with has to accept that I like women. And ironically, I like women by themselves. So that doesn't mean I'm going to want to bring them into the bedroom all of the time.
Right.
And so that's something that I think a lot of men would have to really find the confidence with dealing with that as well.
I wonder, though, like women that would like, has anyone compromised for you and it didn't work out? You're like, okay,
oh, yeah,
you're not
like
into
that.
This.
A little bit, I suppose. I don't know. I can't really remember. One thing I could probably deal with would be fine is if they knew about it and accepted it but didn't want to see it. So it's
okay.
Not so it wasn't that I was lying to them or something or had to hide it. It was just
that's fair.
Honey, I'm sending you to the grocery store. Take your time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I need you to leave the house now.
Just be like, you know, if she was I don't know, out with the girls for the weekend or something.
Right, right.
And then instead of me having to do it in secret while she was out, if she knew, right, you know, okay, I'm going to do this, you know, she sort of knew about it, but just didn't want anything to do with it.
Right.
And I think that would be okay.
Do you, can you tell us about like your, like the last Bumble or the last Tinder or Bumble date you went on? Like how'd it go when, as Sissy though, not as Robbie?
So yeah, the only one I've been on as...
Oh, you only been on one?
No, well, here, only one.
Oh, gotcha.
Sort of dressed up. Yeah, it was fun. As I said, we went to, I can't remember the names, but a few different bars in West Village. And yeah, it was a fun night. It's obviously a little bit nerve-wracking. I met them at the bar. So it'd be the first time that, you know, we chatted, but it was the first time I met them. So, you know, you never quite know what's going to happen.
Did you guys end up sleeping together? Did you kiss at the end of the night? How'd it go?
We didn't sleep together, but we did see each other again. We went nice. We went out. So last week we went out and I was Robbie. So, yeah, you know, that's quite cool.
I love this.
I do, too.
We have a question from one of our listeners. I wanted if you could put your input on it. So this was something that someone I know asked me. It's just like,
oh, dear.
She sent this in.
Oh, I think I did see it in a DM.
No, this is a text message.
Oh, okay. I think we got a similar question in the DM. So this
so
is exciting.
If my boyfriend is watching gay porn, should I be worried? Do I bring it up if I was the one who was sneaking around and found it? And how do I handle it?
Okay, so can I answer this? And then I would love to hear your response as well. So I actually was speaking to a guy about this who identifies as straight. And he does watch not only transgender porn with TS girls, but he also watches gay porn. And we had a long talk about this. And I was like, are you curious? Is it something you're trying, you know, that you want to try? And he broke it down to say that even in straight porn, the way men are programmed and even the way straight porn is filmed, they do a lot of accentuation on the dick going into the vagina, the guy getting a blowjob. And so he likes a good looking cock, if that makes sense. And I hate the word cock, but that's kind of what he said.
It's my favorite word. Yeah. It's the dirtiest one.
So he's like, the way we're programmed with watching porn and being even, bitch, in the locker rooms, they all just flaunt it. Like, they see dicks all the time and it's nothing to them. But the way some men are programmed, they enjoy looking at nice ones. And so maybe he hasn't reached to the point, because I have men in my phone who want to see other dicks that are in my phone. They want to see other dicks that I fucked. And they want to talk about it. The size, the girth, if it hurts me, if I like it.
I don't think it means he's gay if he's watching
it. I don't
it.
Think it, he's gay either.
I don't think you have to be even curious. So I've been watching some TS porn.
I've tried. Like, it doesn't get my pussy as wet. I just can't stay watching it.
It's doing it for me, but like it's particularly the couple ones.
The only one I can watch is T.S. Ashley Madison, and she is a T.S. woman in D.C. She sets up the camera in hotels, and she fucks straight black men.
One of our Patreon listeners, right?
Yes, she fucks straight black men, and she has a huge dick. I think that's my problem with T.S. girls, is their dicks aren't big enough for me to really watch.
Is it the hormones? I'm thinking, yeah, the hormones like probably make it smaller, or you can't get hard.
Look,
or?
You don't know this answer either, do you?
I don't. I think there's definitely hormones that you can take that do.
I'm trying to make it bigger.
And I think you can go both.
Because it is. Uh-huh. It's like it can't get hard a lot, or it's not that big. I'm thinking it's the hormones that kind of fucks you up. Because okay. You got all this estrogen in you, not testosterone, so it's probably fucking.
Well, yeah. I know I can't even watch porns with little dick niggas in it. So I'd be like, next.
Well, I like
or hopefully he's
porn,
a bottom.
Particularly when the guy is like going down on the...
I do like seeing that, actually.
Right? What is it?
I don't know. Maybe because you low-key want to see a man suck a dick?
Yeah, I watch gay porn.
A cock?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't know.
So, what do you think? Do you think that she can ask her boyfriend about it if she snuck around?
Oh, asking, yeah. I don't know about that part.
Because she said she had to sneak in it. She was looking through his computer for something else and found that.
What do you say she does?
I say next time they're watching porn, she just puts on gay porn.
That's a good idea.
I was going to say. And then be like, babe, I just want to sit here. Like, I don't want to bug you out or freak you out, but I've been watching this lately. Do you mind?
Yeah.
And I ain't going to lie. Like, I be telling, because guys want me to put my porn on all the time. And I'll tell them straight up, it's not the porn you want to see, player. It's not the porn you want to see. And I've told guys what type of porn I've watched. And I've had a response before that, watch whatever gets you off. And so to me, that's him saying he don't mind seeing no two dicks bang. But I don't know. What was your advice to her? Definitely don't let him know you're snooping.
I was like, yeah, I said don't tell.
Don't. But, look, yeah. Robbie's shaking his head too. Like, don't do it.
So I think the common thing, right, when women are worried about their guy being gay is, oh my God, I thought he was manly or whatever. So just tell you what he looks like. He's 6'8" and he plays football. Or not football, a basketball. And
of
he's
course.
Like this huge,
makes sense,
brolic guy. And she's like, this is going to fuck me up. And I'm like, dude, why? Like, he's been to jail. Like, that's the biggest fucking thing. I was like, that's like, I
well,
mean, that's probably
why she's freaking worried. He was probably knocking boots behind the bars.
Well, I told her, like, if it, I don't really see how it could fuck you up. It's just like a.
Well, when we had the bi couple on. The problem may be if he's a bottom. If he's yearning to have his ass played with and might be going out to get it. Remember, he was like, you don't have to be worried if you're fucking, you know, if he's a top. It's the bottoms you have to worry about. And so, like I said, I think the good thing would be to play the porn. But maybe even to just, when he's okay watching it, start asking questions. We talk about all the time, communication is key. Now, would she stop fucking with him if he's bisexual? That's on her. But I think it's important for her to communicate with him and make him comfortable to where he doesn't have to hide that he
so
watches
skateboard.
So this
is like a new development. She moved to the country he's playing basketball in because they're getting married. And she's like, I've never seen this after 4 years. I'm like, fuck. I like the watching porn and then the talking. Be like, what if he was right here?
And
then it's like,
and I think it's something you should talk to her about. Like, well, would you be uncomfortable if he says he has curiosity about dealing with men? Is that something she wouldn't be?
She said she doesn't know yet. I don't think it's a big fucking deal. I really
well,
don't.
You and I are a little bit different than majority of the fucking
here we
women.
Are with Robbie. I matched. yeah, I don't know. So, all right.
Yeah,
put some porn on, girl.
Yeah. So I want to know, I guess for our listeners, where can they search for Sissy? If you want to, do you want to make it open for our listeners
to
find
told
you?
Me
and,
yeah, of course. So I have she has an Instagram, Instagram account, which is Sissy_made_Alice. So, yeah, you can, you know, I there's photos and stuff on there.
Obviously, it's been an interesting Instagram.
Yeah,
especially with, like, you walking, like, the catwalk. I loved that one. That was funny.
And I will, of course, be posting. We already have posted a picture of Sissy to get questions from you guys. But we'll be posting it again the week that this episode drops. And we'll also put the information where you can find him in the description of this podcast. I also wanted to go ahead and shout out all of our patrons. Thank you guys so very much for all of your subscriptions, donations.
She's saying thank you for your money.
You know, thank you for your fucking coins.
Thank you for paying us because we're in the studio right now and it's nice and there's air conditioning and water and yeah.
Yeah, and it's all nice. And also, I'm not sure if we've released it by this time, but we are working hard on merchandise. So keep in tune with when we're going to be posting our t-shirts. And we're excited. I'm creating one and Wheezy's creating another.
Mine's
so
better.
She can think that. I think mine is going to be way better. But yeah, and so you can go ahead and become a patron at patreon.com/horrible decisions for a very few little tiny bit of dollars that you make, honey. You get bonus content, a bonus episode, and you get to see the full video for these episodes.
Now, there is not a video of Robbie's face, but there's us making a face every time.
You know, like, what? And
so
I'm sitting
that
here.
That video will be on
like...
there, too. But I want to thank you for coming. I really thought you weren't going to show up. I never thought you would
say yes. She
literally
was like, can you have a backup? Because I don't know.
I just can't believe you're here.
I was definitely nervous. I'm still a little bit nervous. It's the first time
Wait,
I've done anything like
this.
Wait,
get your nerves out?
I know you said it over and over. You're like, I'm so nervous. I'm like, I
just
get
like,
it, though.
Fuck it. You know?
You know, I love it. And this was easy. And I think all of our listeners may get their panties wet listening to your accent because we like accents in America.
That was the first thing I said when you were like, oh, I'm Robbie from London. I was like, fuck yeah.
She was so excited to see you. Like, I just love his accent, and I'm so excited we're going to have this accent on the show. She was talking about you like you were an accent. Like,
which is funny, because I don't have an accent.
You absolutely
to you.
Did to
well,
you.
Well, you know what it is? This is an audio thing, right? So, like, we're sitting here in this room, but people have their headphones on, or they're at their desk, or they're in their house, and, like, you hear something different to you that's foreign to
like,
you.
Like, we say Robbie, you say Robbie. It's different, you know? Sorry, I'm just saying. Okay, guys, if you want to go ahead and
add that to your list of dumb American shit.
Fuck you. If you want to go ahead and follow us, you can follow us on Instagram at @horrible_decisions. Also, don't forget to go ahead and we now have a Twitter page that is ran by Wheezy. So y'all stop adding me on Twitter. If you want to reach Wheezy on Twitter, she's running the Horrible Decisions podcast Twitter page. And you can follow that and tweet Wheezy Ho Ass at @horriblepod. And again, you can follow me everywhere at Full Court Pumps. And we're on Instagram. Can they find you?
I'm Wheezy WTF.
And thank you guys so much. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.